I'm going to do a new review today. I'm going to do Delirium by Lauren Oliver. I finished this book a couple of days ago and adored it. The saddest ending ever. Interesting, because I've read Divergent and I've read The Hunger Games. I haven't finished Insurgent yet because I just can't bring myself to, which is the second book in the Divergent series, the trilogy. The third book isn't out yet, so I'm just like, I can't finish it yet. But I'll finish it, I'll get around to it. But dystopian, young adult dystopian, what can I say? It struck me, it's just really, I don't know, I like that genre. I'm starting to like it, and I'm getting more and more into it. But this is a trilogy, and for some reason, Pandemonium, I haven't finished, nor have I thought of finishing it at the moment, because I just feel as if, like, I found out a bit too much. You know, spoilers really do spoil books for me. And a lot of people, because I've looked at reviews, because Delirium was absolutely amazing, but I've obviously had mixed reviews about Pandemonium and the last book, which is Requiem. And I think I will end up finishing them, because I'm curious as to how what happens with the characters, what happens with the society that Lauren Mallory has, you know, invented. No love, a loveless society, and, like, how people resist that and stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, I will finish it. But Delirium, I would recommend. The other two I'm not so sure about yet. I think that's what I'm saying. I'm going to have a break and read a few other things, or just chill, do other things. You know, distract myself with other things. But defo, I would recommend Delirium as a book of its own right and of its own standing. Because the way she finds love, her demons, the way she deals with it, the way she figures out love is a good thing. It's just beautiful. There are sad parts, there are happy parts, there are parts of denial, there are parts where, you know, people change in the book. You know, you think you know someone. That's interesting, that kind of can relate to now, but then there are things that you can't relate to now, but they're still relatable in a way. You know, like a young teenager kind of coming to terms, like she's 18, you know, graduating, figuring out what she wants to do, you know, that kind of thing. It's 18 or 16, I'm not sure, but, you know, the coming of age things, I like that a lot. Anyway, I definitely recommend Delirium. The other two